worship gods, but still. Oh, I think it worked. Okay. I'm really tired. That took everything I had. Okay, breathe. Breathe, Fleur. You've got this. Hi! Oh my gosh! I can't believe you're here. It's really hard summoning you from your dreams. I'm sure other demons have done it. You only get one try a night, and this is the third night. So you must have seen two other demons, right? Okay. Well, listen, if you haven't made up your mind yet, I have a deal for you. Yeah, I'm very confident. And my name is Fleur. Hi. Gosh, you're good looking. I kind of knew that. I've been watching you for a while. Everyone has. You're the greatest mage in a generation. But in person? Wow. Do you work out? Right, you're tilting your head at me. I should get to the point. Sorry, it's kind of lonely. Do you like where I summoned you? Yeah, it's a daisy field. I think they're the best flowers that humans grow. They're so bright and they're hard to kill. Okay, yeah, I'm getting off topic. Sorry. I just don't want to stop talking. Because if I stop talking, we'll get to the end and then you'll leave. How was your day? I mean, I saw you. I saw what you had for lunch. Everyone's really nice to you. I think it's because you won that duel against the headmaster. That was incredible. I don't know how you did it. The spells were just like, it was flowing out of you like it was an extension of you and not using your magic to like extort your will on the universe. I'm not using that word right. You didn't extort it. You pulled it from places you shouldn't have been able to pull it. It was so neat. I'm really glad I got to see it. I guess I should tell you, I'm a little young for a demon. I haven't seen all of human history, but I've seen a lot, and that was really special. But you know it is, because every demon is in your dreams trying to get you to make a deal with them, right? Yeah. Sorry, you probably haven't had a good night's sleep in a long time. Well, three nights. Sorry, I'm so nervous. I think you're really cool. You're the coolest human I've ever seen. But we don't have to stand here. Oh, why don't you come for a walk with me, and we'll lay down in the flowers, and I'll make you a daisy crown. Yeah, I make really good ones. I'm not like the other demons. Yeah, we all want different things. Humans tend to lump us in together, but we're a pretty diverse bunch. I bet Rowan got to you first, right? Yeah, she's terrifying. She wants you to rule the world, right? Because you're the greatest mage in a generation, and power demands subjection. No, I'm using that word wrong, too. Not subjection. She wants you to have subjects, right? Ah, I knew it. I should be doing a better job of selling myself. Listen, I'm not the most powerful demon, but I'm really earnest, and I like humans, and I like you. I know you have, like, the air of destiny now, but believe it or not, I watched you before everyone knew that you were going to change the world. Yeah, I know. It sounds like a pitch, and you're smart enough to know that it's probably one. But I wanted to tell you, it doesn't matter if you believe me. I promise, I'm different than the other demons you've met. I should get to the point. Well, here, let's sit down. I want to start on that flower crown for you. Yeah, because when you say no and don't take a deal with me, I'll still be able to say that we did this. Yeah. I wanted to ask you something. What do you value? Oh, okay. I've watched you for a while, but I've never really seen what's important to you. I mean, you study hard, and now you're this incredible mage that can change the world, but I never really saw what made you happy. Yeah, no, some humans take a lifetime to figure it out. It's a good question to ask. I like it better than what's your favorite color. But I'd want to know that too. What is it? Ooh, good choice. Yeah, they're all incredible. Right, I should actually offer you a deal now. Can you wish me luck before I start? Thank you. Okay, here's the interesting part. I don't want your magic. That's right, I'm very different. Your eyes are so big now. I don't want to rub it in, but I told you so. I'm different, and that's why you should hear me out. Yeah, if I don't want your magic, then what do I want? Listen, you have something else that's really special. Have you ever noticed how people are so kind to you, and you make friends easily, even though you're working hard all the time to become an amazing mage? I know it's hard to see. It's really difficult to be objective about yourself. But think about it. Think about the kind of interactions you have with people. The smiles you get. Even today, I saw someone gave you another slice of pie at lunch. For no reason, they just wanted to do that for you. It's okay. It's good to learn something about yourself. And I like seeing you like this. You look very thoughtful. You could be a painting right now, in the daisy field, holding your chin. In your pajamas, but you know, that makes it neat. But you still don't know what I want. Well, I want to spend more time with you, and if you make a deal with me, I could see you every night. But in terms of the tangible thing that you give me, here goes. I want your charisma. What? Don't look at me like that. that bright light inside of you that draws others to you. I want it so bad. You have so many friends. You must never be lonely. Yeah, you're a human. You can make a deal for anything. Demons love to snatch up parts of you. We want what you have, really. All of it. Whatever you want to call it, charisma, uniqueness, nerve, talent, I want it. I'll give you anything, and we'd make a great team. I can feel it. And you get to keep all of your magic. Listen to me. Let me hold your hands. Yeah, like that. I don't want to rule the world. I don't want to start a cult. I want a lot of friends, and I want you to be my best friend. And every night I'll be in your dreams, and we can hold hands. And if you want a shoulder to lean on, if you want someone to talk to, if we make a deal, we'll be bound together for the rest of your life, and I'll always get to be a part of it. Sorry, am I squeezing your hands too hard? I know I have better intentions than the other demons that have approached you. I know it. I know I do. And I want you to think about it. And think about me. I'm not the most powerful, but that also means I'm asking for the least. I know you're the greatest mage in a generation. I know you have destiny written all over you. You could change the world, but maybe the world is okay as it is. The Empress is doing really good things. You could just be yourself and enjoy what you've won. You've worked hard for it. I've seen it. Those long nights of study, not going out with all the friends you have. Maybe it's time to just relax with a new friend. It sounds cheesy, I know. I wish I was better at articulating what I want. Please think about it. Pretty please. I'll give you a kiss, okay? And obviously the flower crown. Here, let me put it on you. Ah, it looks good. Here. Thanks. That was more for me than you. I don't want to say goodbye, but I guess we have to. You haven't slept a lot, right? Here. Put your head in my lap, and I'll rub your back. Yeah. Think about your bed. Take a deep breath in. And a long, slow exhale out. I'll make sure no other demons bother you. 3 is enough. You have a lot to consider. When you wake up, you'll be in your bed. But I hope I can hear from you again soon, even if the answer is no. Okay. I'm glad we got to spend this time together. I'm gonna remember it forever. All right, all right. Good night.